Listening Library presents Almost Impossible by Nicole Williams. Read for you by Phoebe Stroll. Dedicated to you, my dear listener. You might be one of 7.5 billion, but never forget that you're one in 7.5 billion, too. Chapter 1. Anything was possible. At least, that's what it felt like. Summer 17 was going to be one for the record books. I already knew it. I could feel it, from the nervous, excited swirl in my stomach to the buzz in the air around me. This was going to be the summer. My summer. Last chance to cry uncle or forever hold your peace. Mom sang beside me in the back seat of the cab we'd caught at the airport. Her hand managed to tighten around mine even more, cutting off the last bit of my circulation, if there was any left. I tried to look the precise amount of unsure before answering. So long, last chance, I said, waving out the window. Mom sighed, squeezing my hand harder still. It was starting to go numb now. Summer 17 might find me one hand short if Mom didn't ease up on the death grip. She and her band, the Shrinking Violets, were going to be touring internationally after finally hitting it big, but she was moping because this was the first summer we wouldn't be together. Actually, it would be the first time we'd been apart ever. I'd sold her on the idea of me staying in the States with her sister and family by going on about how badly I wanted to experience one summer as a normal, everyday American teenager before graduating from high school. One chance to see what it was like to stay in the same place with the same people before I left for college. One last chance to see what life as an American teen was really like. She bought it. Eventually. She'd have her bandmates and tens of thousands of adoring fans to keep her company. She could do without me for a couple of months, I hoped. It had always been just Mom and me from day one. She had me when she was young, like young, young. And even though her boyfriend pretty much bailed before the line turned pink, she'd done just fine on her own. We'd both kind of grown up together, and I knew she'd missed out on a lot by raising me. I wanted this to be a summer for the record books for her, too. One she could really live up, not having to worry about taking care of her teenage daughter. Plus, I wanted to give her a chance to experience what life without me would be like. Soon I'd be off to college somewhere, and I figured easing her into the empty nester phase was a better approach than going cold turkey. You packed sunscreen, right? Mom's bracelets jingled as she leaned to look out her window, staring at the bright blue sky like it was suspect. SPF 70 for hot days, 50 for warm days, and 30 for overcast ones. I towed the trusty duffel resting at my feet. It had traveled the globe with me for the past decade and had the wear to prove it. That's my fair-skinned girl. When Mom looked over at me, the crease between her eyebrows carved deeper with worry. You might want to check into SPF yourself. You're not going to be in your mid-30s forever, you know. Mom groaned. Don't remind me. But I'm already beyond SPF's help at this point. Unless it can help fix a saggy butt and crow's feet. She pinched invisible wrinkles and wiggled her butt against the seat. It was my turn to groan. It was annoying enough that people mistook us for sisters all the time. But it was worse that she could, and did, wear the same jeans as me. There should be some rule that moms aren't allowed to take clothes from the closets of their teenage daughters. When the cab turned down Providence Avenue, I felt a sudden streak of panic. Not for myself, but for my mom. Could she survive a summer when I wasn't at her side, reminding her when the cell phone bill was due, or updating her calendar so she knew where to be and when to be there? Would she be okay without me reminding her that fruits and vegetables were part of the food pyramid for a reason and making sure everything was all set backstage? Hey! Mom gave me a look, her eyes suggesting she could read my thoughts. I'll be okay. I'm a strong, empowered 34-year-old woman. Cell phone charger. I yanked the one dangling from her oversized, metal-studded purse, which I had wrapped in hot pink tape so it stood out. I've packed you two extras to get you through the summer. When you get down to your last one, make sure to pick up two more so you're covered. Jade, please, she interrupted. I've only lost a few. It's not like I've misplaced 32 phone chargers in the past 5 years. When she opened her mouth to protest, I added, I've got the receipts to prove it, too. Her mouth clamped closed as the cab rolled up to my aunt's house. What am I going to do without you? Mom swallowed, dropping her big black retro sunglasses over her eyes to hide the tears starting to form, to my surprise. I was better at keeping my emotions hidden, so I didn't dig around in my purse for sunglasses. I don't know. Maybe rock a sold-out international tour? 6 continents in 3 months? 50 concerts in 90 days? That kind of thing? Mom started to smile. She loved music, writing it, listening to it, playing it, and was a true musician. She hadn't gotten into it to become famous or make the top 40 or anything like that. She'd done it because it was who she was. She was the same person playing to a dozen people in a crowded cafe as she was now, the lead singer of one of the biggest bands in the world playing to an arena of thousands. Sounds pretty killer. All of those countries, all of that adventure. Mom's hand was on the door handle, but it looked more like she was trying to keep the taxi door closed than to open it. Sure you don't want to be a part of it? I smiled thinly back at my mom, her wild brown hair spilling over giant glasses. She had this boundless sense of adventure, always had and always would, so it was hard for her to comprehend how her own offspring could feel any different. Promise to call me every day and send me pictures? I said, feeling the driver lingering outside my door with luggage in hand. This was it. Mom exhaled, lifting her pinky toward me. Promise. I curled my pinky around hers and forced a smile. Love you, Mom. Her finger wound around mine as tightly as she had clenched my other hand on the ride here. Love you no matter what. Then she shoved her door open and crawled out, but not before I noticed one tiny tear escape her sunglasses. By the time I'd stepped out of the cab, all signs of that tear or any others were gone. Mom did tears as often as she wrote moving love songs. In other words, never. As she dug around in her purse for her wallet to pay the driver, I took a minute to inspect the house in front of me. The last time we'd been here was for Thanksgiving 3 years ago. Or was it 4? I couldn't remember, but it was long enough to have forgotten how bright white my aunt and uncle's house was, how the windows glowed from being so clean and the landscaping looked almost fake, it was so well kept. It was pretty much the total opposite of the tour buses and extended stay hotels I'd spent most of my life in. My mother, Meg Abbott, did not do tidy. Back zipper pocket, I said, as she struggled to find the money in her wallet. Aha, she announced, freeing a few bills to hand to the driver, whose patience was wilting. After taking her luggage, she shouldered up beside me. So the neat freak thing gets worse with time. Mom gaped at the walkway leading up to the cobalt blue front door, where a Davenport nameplate sparkled in the sunlight. It wasn't an exaggeration to say most of the surfaces I'd eaten off of weren't as clean as the stretch of concrete in front of me. Mom, I warned, when she shuddered after she roamed to inspect the window boxes bursting with scarlet geraniums. I'm not being mean, she replied as we started down the walkway. I'm appreciating my sisters and my differences. That's all. Right then, the front door whisked open and my aunt seemed to float from it. A measured smile in place, not a single hair out of place. Appreciating our differences, Mom muttered under her breath as we moved closer. I bit my lip to keep from laughing as the two sisters embraced. Mom had long dark hair and fell just under the average height bar like me. Aunt Julie, conversely, had light hair she kept swishing above her shoulders, and she was tall and thin. Her eyes were almost as light blue as mine, compared to Mom's, which were almost as dark as her hair. It wasn't only their physical differences that set them apart. It was everything. From the way they dressed, Mom in some shade of dark, whereas the darkest color I'd ever seen Aunt Julie wear was periwinkle, to their taste in food.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?